Social media, wow, it may make your heart race. It may make your palms sweaty. It may just make you feel outdated. If it's any of those things, that's what we're digging into today. And this whole new app called Clubhouse, what is it all about? Stay tuned. Hey there, I'm Amy Schmidt, and welcome to this episode, bonus episode, of the Fearlessly Facing 50 podcast. So I'm going to start with a story, and it is about social media, because that is what we're talking about today. So my incredible guest, Sue B. Zimmerman, she's amazing. She is usually ahead of the curve when it comes to social media. She does not ever feel as though she's getting outdated, because she just is always ahead of that current. She is active on something called Clubhouse, and if you're not familiar with it, drop me a message and let me know. I do have some invitations. It is one of these apps that is brand new, still in beta form. It is an audio app, so it's similar to podcasts, and you can go into different rooms and jump into different clubs and do all of this crazy stuff. And if you'd like to find out about Clubhouse, you can shoot me a message and I can certainly give you an invitation and you can start navigating the rooms along with me. I have a Fearlessly Facing 50 club on there that I just launched, and I co-mod with several different women and men and all sorts of things all over Clubhouse, so check it out. I am still new, and I will have to say that it's baby steps for me. There are a lot of women and men that are a lot further along with Clubhouse, but I'm digging in, and you know what? Just what this podcast is about. I am not going to become antisocial and get outdated. I am going to become social and keep forging ahead. So today we are digging into everything about social media, whether it gets your hands sweaty or your heart racing, or you just scroll too much and then an hour's gone by, or you have kids or young adults that are saying, why are you following my friends? Why are you going live on Instagram? Mom, what are you doing? So we're going to dig into all of that today. And this is a bonus episode. And I also wanted to share, I recorded this episode with Sue B. months ago. And similar to when I recorded my first podcast, when I launched my podcast in 2019, I forgot to push record. Yep, it happens. Mistakes are made and you recalibrate and you figure it out. I re-recorded that podcast. And this one was recorded so long ago that I could not find the audio file. I've done hundreds of interviews, and all of a sudden this surfaced and I'm like, oh man, Sue, we got to drop this. So this was recorded months ago, but still is very current because Sue B. is the guru around all things social media. So sit back, relax. Although I won't say relax in this one, actually stand up and lean in, because you are going to get so much good information from Sue B. All right, it is springtime, it is fire pits, it is getting together with neighbors, it is sitting outside and dining al fresco. And you know what you need for that is something special from Lennox. Lennox is a 130-year-old company known for giftware, servingware, special pieces and gifts for graduations or weddings or baby or bridal showers, whatever it is, they have something special just for you. And Lennox.com, L-E-N-O-X, has given Fearlessly Facing 50, the community, a special savings. 20% off anything, whether it's on sale or not, you get the additional 20% off. So go to Lennox.com, put in the code Amy, FF50, and start your savings with Lennox.com. Today, we're going there. We're going into the social media world. And you know what? I know I hear from you all the time that it's a challenge. And there are times we get overwhelmed. Let's be honest. It's easy to get outdated, get on the slippery slope of becoming antisocial. And that's what we don't want to do. I read recently that there are over 1 billion active monthly members on Instagram. Now, Sue will probably correct me on that statistic. Expert, but that is mind-blowing. So, Sue B. Zimmerman. Sue B., welcome to Fearlessly Facing 50.
I love this name. I'm happy to be here.
You know what? Yeah. I just... so happy to connect with you. And I kind of reached out and said, you know, let's do this. And through your assistance and things, we got it all put together. So I'm fired up to talk about this, because one of the topics that's top of mind for women over 40, 50, 60 is the social media thing. I know, there are times when you just do have to detox from it. I have to be honest, but let's talk about your story and what inspired you to tackle this ever-changing world of social media.
Well, specifically Instagram. So hello, everybody. So good to have you listening to this conversation. It's going to be fire. I love talking about, I love helping people make mindset shifts. And yes. I think that, that's what's going to happen on this interview today. So I have been an entrepreneur ever since I was 13. So because I just know how to market myself, I always have. I've evolved and changed with what was going on in marketing. And so I used to be the person that hung up tabs, selling things and putting them at coffee shops. And then I learned all about Facebook back in the day.
When that happened.
And then I learned about Instagram from my teenage twin daughters. And that's when I had used it for my store on Cape Cod. So I've had 18 businesses to date.
18. That's amazing. Awesome.
And I had, and I had my first $1 million business when I was just 22. And I say that it was, in sales, I was not a millionaire, but I say that because that gave me the mindset to just always do what I wanted at a very young age. So I know a lot of people are, you know, reinventing themselves after their kids have gone off to college and they're midlife and they want to leave a legacy and they don't know how. And they're like, oh my God, social media, I have gray hair, I have wrinkles, I don't like the way I look, I don't like the way I sound, I can't be on my phone, I don't know how to look at my phone. I hear everything because I coach a lot of people, specifically in their 50s. And it really is mindset. It's a matter of do you want to make an impact, and do you want to be seen and heard? Because if you do, social media is how it needs to happen.
Exactly. It's not going anywhere.
To scale.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. So I've been doing, I've been teaching social media for over 10 years, specifically Instagram marketing for 7. And I've built a wildly successful business.
You're in fun the past to watch.
In the past 7 years. And I love Instagram because I am a creator at heart. I am an artist at heart. And I love that there's so many ways to be super creative on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. I mean, it's digital marketing, right? You're marketing yourself. That's what Instagram
is. Yeah, and you need to be proud of who you are and what you do. And you need to say it loud and proud without being boasty. I mean, you are, if you can't talk about how excited you get from doing the thing that sets your soul on fire with passion, then you're doing the wrong thing.
Exactly. That's so true. So at the end of this interview today, I just want women to feel confident about, you know, if they're starting a business, okay, Instagram is going to be part of that. You know, it has to be part of that because really it's about tapping in. I mean, I feel like it's a community. I really do. In my business, I have to use Instagram. It's a community and they want to interact with you. So let's go back to basics for a second. And I know you offer courses and all of this, which I will link to the episode. But you know, what if somebody is out there thinking, okay, I am ready. I'm doing this gram thing and I am going to, put my picture out there. Now, how do you go about, you know, do you put a logo? Do you put a profile picture of yourself? How would you start?
Well, before even that, I would say do market research. Instagram is a great platform to do market research, meaning you can search other keywords very easily, hashtags, keywords of other people doing what you're doing. Right. And you can get a sense of what's already out there so you can have a point of difference. I'm all about being different. Yeah. I don't want to ever blend in. I never have been the person that blended in. I always think about how can I stand out and get someone's attention in a creative, different way. So I would do market research before you even worried about that profile photo. But once you're all set with, okay, I know what name my account's going to be. I know what vibe I want it to have. You know, we call this like really doing research around visual buckets that you're going to be sharing in your feed. Like what are those core values and interests and things that you do that you can consistently post in your feed without getting all stressed about your content creation, which by the way, yesterday on YouTube, I dropped a new video that I think your audience will like. It's all about the fear of creating content. And this kind of aligns with what you're talking about. Yeah. But once you've done that, in 2020, it's more important to connect with people than logos, unless you're like a big brand. So I always say have a smiling avatar and one that stands out from everyone else.
Yeah, that's great advice. And that is true. They want to look at a person. They do. That's really what it's about.
Yeah.
So this is a question I had from somebody wrote in. I did a technology one a couple of months ago just about the basics of privacy and things. Someone said, can I use Instagram on my phone and on my desktop?
Oh yeah, of course. And I have one of my best videos on YouTube is about how to use Instagram from your desktop.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. So yeah. If you're listening, there's your answer. That's awesome. Because I didn't, you know,
people might not know. I will add to that. If you guys all come over to Instagram, the Instagram expert, and you look at my highlights are under my profile bio, the circles. For those of you that don't know, they're resources. Mm. One of them is called IG Computer, and it's like a mini series on how to use Instagram from the desktop. So I often create micro content that lives on as a resource in my highlights that come down from Instagram stories. For those of you that don't even know what I'm talking about, it's content that you've right. shared in your stories that you can save into a highlight. And I'm bringing this to your attention because there's so many highlights on my account because I often save resources that I know will be helpful to my audience.
How did you get this bug? I mean, I know you have three grown daughters, right?
Yes, I do.
They were kind of living around social media. That's been their life, I'm sure. That's, you know, all mine are grown. And I mean, that's what they do. That's how they're connected.
Well, I saw that my twins were on it and they weren't on their phone or tapping. They were scrolling. And I was so intrigued with this scrolling motion. I had no idea what it was. And at the time I was teaching social media, I was teaching Facebook and Pinterest and I had my store on the Cape. And as soon as I understood how to use it strategically for my store, my sales increased so much. And so I wanted to start teaching it. And that was 7 years ago. And since then I've shut down my store. It was a seasonal store. But yeah, I got the bug because I am a visual learner. I am that student that I wish I had seen more pictures than words. I'm really good at puzzles. I just need to look at shapes and colors and I'm a master at putting puzzles together and I'm a good artist. I look and I see shapes and I'm that person that when you walk in the room, I see exactly what you're wearing in seconds. Like I am all about visual stimulation. And so my brain is wired for Instagram.
Wow. Isn't that funny? And it's so great that you realized that. Was I right with that statistic? Is there really a billion?
Yeah. It's over a billion. And I think, you know, it's climbing every day, obviously.
How do you keep up with it? I mean, because there's always changes.
Oh my gosh. I am that entrepreneur that wants the next thing. I love change. So a lot of people don't like change. And I like not knowing what's on the other side of something new. And I just get excited. I have never worked for anyone. I've never had a resume. I've always done my thing on my own terms. And every day is a little different for me. And so with that, there's no boredom. And so, or, you know, like, of course I do some things that I don't love, but for the most part, I'm able to just be visually stimulated on a regular basis. But more importantly, I love teaching. And so my bug and my oxygen is helping other people make money, because making money in my mind is easy if you understand how to reverse engineer what it is you want to do. And I've never really struggled with making money. I've always figured out how. And on Instagram, you can do it on steroids if you do what you said is build an authentic community and a tribe that loves what you do. And you don't need the billion people. You just need the right people.
Exactly. That's so true. I love what you said with that, because it's not, and I feel like with my business too, you know, it's not about the amount of likes you get on a picture, which people get so, you know, that's what you always hear about. That's what people get so fixated on that. Oh my God, For me, it's about the networking. It's about the connections.
Oh yeah.
And I think there's so much value in that.
And now with the Instagram direct message feature, which is a whole nother area that is really advanced, there's so much. Yeah, we close hundreds of thousands of dollars in the Instagram direct message just from having one-to-one conversations. And those conversations start from a comment thread, either from a story or from a post I've done. So I don't care. You know, I've got 94,200 followers, and I don't get thousands of likes because I don't pay attention to likes. I pay attention to conversations.
Conversations, yeah. And I think that's a mind shift for people.
Because people can buy likes. So don't believe everything that
you see. Right. I've heard that. Is that really a true thing?
It is a true thing. And it drives me nuts.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Buying likes. Well, there you go. Somebody's making money off of it.
Yeah. Well, Instagram constantly is trying to shut them down.
Oh, that's crazy. Now, Instagram and Facebook are linked, right?
Yeah. Okay. Instagram, yes. You can link it. Yeah. Definitely from, you know, your ads manager. Everything's linked. Because Facebook owns Instagram. So a lot of you can share directly from Instagram to Facebook.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Have you been to the, like, the headquarters, wherever Instagram is? Where is it? California?
It's in California. I have not been to their headquarters, but that I know a lot of people that have.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Yeah. I mean, and it's kind of fun to be an expert in social media. I think it keeps you young, don't you think?
Yeah. I'm like your target audience. And the most common thing about me that's Googled is how old is Sue B. Zimmerman?
Really? I love that.
Yeah, because I don't act my age and I don't look my age.
That's so great.
There's the that.
Exactly. There's that. Yeah. So, you know, how do you manage it all in terms of just when you get up in the morning? Because that's another thing women, you know, tend to do. And they, if there's women out there that are listening that are thinking, okay, I really want to, I want to start a business. I want to, you know, this project that I wanted to do. Yeah. I mean, you have so much opportunity, but you can't look at it first thing. Do you have kind of a sequence you go through in the morning when you wake up?
So I'm very, very cognizant of time and being productive. So I have a team of 10. I don't go into my inbox. My first thing in the morning is gratitude every single day. I write down on sticky notes three things that come to my head that I'm grateful for.
Awesome.
I have my warm lemon water. I walk my dog. I walk outside an hour every single day, no matter what the weather is, no matter what, how cold it is, rainy, snowy. And I do, you know, I get exercise for me is so important. And I have a degree in nutrition. So there's that component. A lot of people are attracted to my persona because of how I have this work-life balance lifestyle. And so my day is pretty much all planned in my calendar, in Trello boards, and in Slack. So I work very productively looking at what's on my calendar and looking what's on my Trello boards. And then I have an executive assistant that basically keeps me on track.
Keeps you on track. I love it. So one thing I always ask my guests is, what would you tell your 30-year-old self?
I like this question. It's good. I would say not to give a shit what people think about you.
There you go. Yeah.
Just really step into who you are
and
not worry about what your mom thinks or your kids think, or like you just have to own yourself. And I think that might sound like something people have heard before, but I think when people say, oh my God, how do you have so much confidence? I'm like, cause I don't really care if you like me or not. Like, I'm doing me all day long. I'm making an impact. I'm helping thousands and thousands of people. I'm doing what I love. I'm living the American dream and I'm happy.
And if
you're not, like, if you're not giving me some positive vibes and a good feeling, most like, you know, like I don't have to interact with any negativity. So
I block. We learn that, don't we? I think that just comes with age.
Yeah. I block people. I report things. I stand up for what I believe in. I stand behind my community and I try to lead by example and have integrity in all that I do. And I just show up trying to serve and help people understand what's possible for their business.
And you certainly do that. It's incredible.
So take
me back to, do you remember your first Instagram post? Like what you thought when you pushed the button?
I do because we talked about it in one of our, like, we're doing a very interesting, a timeline of the series of events that have happened to how I got to where I am today. And it's really fascinating, my story. I've tried to write a book 3 or 4 times. I've hired a coach. Really? Ghostwriter. I'm like, I'm not writing a book. I don't need a book. But what I really want is a timeline of how everything happened and then have it be like a caricature. So an illustration of that, like infographic thing, like just follow the Subi road, like what I did and how I did it.
So
I think that when people can understand what life was like for me back when I started, like there is a YouTube video that you should link when I declared I was going to become the Instagal. I was going to teach business owners all over the world how to use Instagram. Yeah, I came back from a conference. I put my phone in the tree and I'm like, I'm just going to say it. I'm going to be the Instagram expert. I'm going to teach business owners all over the world how to have success. And it's the funniest video. I look back at that. I'm like, oh my God, that was YouTube 7 years ago. But I love that I have it, that historical timestamp of what I declared. I'm really big into, I manifest whatever I want, I get. I don't stop until I get it. I'm persistent. Yeah. I manifest and I believe and I do. I'm a doer. Like I don't think about it. I'm not perfect. I spell words wrong. I move forward. It's all about momentum. So I think that that's what everyone needs to hear. There's no perfection ever. And I have bloopers on every YouTube video. And
I do the same.
And I think that it's really important just to have momentum in your business. And that's going to take you to another opportunity. And I think that that's what people really need to hear.
Yeah, that's very true. It's all about living and looking forward. That's what I say. And embrace your imperfections. Absolutely. Yeah. Today I was talking about the fact that when women get compliments, you know, we're givers. I mean, we give compliments to people, but when we really take them, I mean, do we ever just say thank you? You know, we immediately are like, oh, you know, oh, you think that sweater's pretty? Oh, I'm not sure. You know, and we have to own it. You know, we have to be able to say, take the compliments, take the feedback, take all of that. And I love what you say about just moving forward. It's so important. And I think so many people, women at this age, you know, they reach a point and they tend to just give in and they can't do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so you offer so many courses and things. So I'm going to link it on the episode. But if there's a woman listening that's saying, okay, I'm doing this, I'm signing up with Sue B and she's going to take the lead ropes, what would you do? What's a course that you would recommend?
So there's a couple of things. So I obviously have a free guide that everyone should grab, SueBZimmerman.com/guide. It's 8 pages. Every year we update our strategy guide. So definitely grab that. And then make sure that you grab our subscribe to my YouTube channel, SueBZimmerman.com/YouTube. Every Monday I drop a new video. So when you hit subscribe, also hit the bell. And that way you'll get notified when a new video is released so that you can stay current on all things Instagram. And what I really like about this is the videos on YouTube are typically under 5 minutes. So everyone has time to learn micro content and act on it and feel like they've accomplished something. I think people get really overwhelmed with too much information at once. So we really try to break it down. And make it easy for people to just learn something new. So that's YouTube. And then I think what you're talking about is my Ready, Set, Gram course, SueBZimmerman.com/Ready, Set, Gram, which is my signature course. But for those of you that want like an hour training to understand how to become the go-to authority, we've got SueBZimmerman.com/3keys.
Perfect.
That I think your audience would really appreciate. It's an hour training. And then at the end of that training, there's an offer for my course. But you'll learn from just watching it, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So in closing, where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years? Where's Sue B going to be?
Oh, I'm just like my team and I have huge projections with this business. I think I'll just teach on bigger stages and make more of an impact. And, you know, really there's this big movement with online business and a lot of people don't even know what online business is because they've never created one, but this ability to work from anywhere, literally I was just in Palm Beach and Miami and Cleveland and, I mean, Charlotte and when all you need is your phone and your computer and you can go outside and do all the things you want and you don't have to be tied to a desk in an office, the quality of life just changes significantly. And I've always had that kind of work-life balance. And now I'm teaching others how to have the same by simply putting their greatness out into the world in a big way. And the more hyper-focused you are on your niche, the more success you'll have. And because I teach Instagram primarily to women 45 and older, very much to your audience, my audience has the money to pay for what I'm selling because their kids are out of the house and they're, you know, are off to college and they can focus on themselves versus the younger, you know, just out of college, 20, 30 year old starting a family.
Right. That's exactly so true. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the time and people are going to be fired up about this. And, you know, the biggest takeaway, I want somebody to reach out and say, okay, I am ready. I'm ready to do this. And just not become antisocial. We can't do that. You know, we can't be the ones sitting on the sidelines. We got to get in the game.
Yeah. And I call everybody action takers. And with that said, I want everyone to take action. When you come over to the Instagram Expert, let me know that you learned about me from this podcast and tag tag your Instagram account.
Like, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, great idea.
Amy, tell them to tag you. Like, come over to my account, say hi, and say, hey, I heard this on
Fearlessly Facing 50.
Yeah, perfect. That'd be great.
That's awesome. Thanks so much. It was terrific.
You are welcome.
I appreciate the time. We'll talk soon.
Yes.
Thanks so much for tuning in the episode today. You know what? I love to engage with my community. There's nothing better than linking arms and furthering the conversations. If you haven't left a review yet, and you're finding the content of the podcast engaging and inspiring you in some way, if you haven't yet, leave a podcast review on Apple. And go ahead and follow me on socials. I'm everywhere, man. Instagram, amy.k.schmidt. You can follow me there. And on Facebook, I have a page called Fearlessly Facing 50. 50 is spelled out. As well as a great group that launched a few months ago. It's interactive, engaging, and it's all like-minded people that are linking arms and cheering each other on through challenges and through celebrations. Check it out on Facebook. It's called Cannonball, Make Your Splash with Confidence. And if you're a Twitter person, now I don't tweet much, to be honest, but Amy Facing 50, I'm there on Twitter as well. So like I always say, go forth and be awesome. Love yourself and reach out to someone who really could use a little love this week. Be in touch soon.